You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey.
With the start of school just around the corner, fall sports will soon be in full swing. Unfortunately, thousands of teens and adults will suffer knee injuries while participating in these sports, and such injuries can have long-lasting and traumatic consequences for future activity. Dr. Ryan Palmieri-Smith is a certified athletic trainer whose primary research interest is aimed at understanding the neuromuscular consequences of joint injury. Dr. Palmieri-Smith is also interested in the role of traumatic knee injury in the development of degenerative joint disease. She has an appointment with kinesiology. Much of Dr. Palmieri-Smith's research falls under the auspices of the U of M's new Sport Injury Prevention Center, a new research and education center dedicated to studying and preventing sport-related injuries.
According to most recent estimates, about 400,000 ACL tears occur every year. Males actually sustain a larger number of tears than females, but females are actually 2 to 8 times more likely than their male counterparts participating in similar sports to sustain a tear.
Can we talk about the mechanics of these injuries and what causes them?
If we look at actual videos when folks are sustaining an ACL tear, we see that they land in a more extended posture and also a more knock-kneed posture, or what we say in research is a knee valgus posture. And most of these tears are occurring in jumping, landing, and pivoting type motions and in similar sports like volleyball, basketball.
What kind of short and long-term problems do you see with ACL injuries, and how do they compromise your future activity, if at all?
Well, in the short term, they're significantly debilitating in the fact that they're going to take the person out of sport and activity, and about 50% of people that tear their ACL are going to go on to have a reconstruction in the short term. Long term, about 5 to 14 years after an ACL reconstruction, we're seeing that about 70% of folks are ending up with post-traumatic osteoarthritis. Post-traumatic signifies something that happens after a traumatic event, so the ACL tear. And then the osteoarthritis is degeneration of the cartilage within the knee joint. And typically we're not going to see this in a 20 or 30 year old. We're not seeing it. Idiopathic osteoarthritis, or osteoarthritis that just happens because we don't know why, typically doesn't happen until 50 years of age. But when we consider the peak age at which an ACL tear occurs is at about 14 years of age, and they could begin getting arthritis at 5 years post that, we're looking at someone with 19 years of age that could end up with osteoarthritis that could impact them being able to perform activities of daily living such as walking, gardening, etc.
In general terms, can we talk about ways to prevent ACL injuries if possible?
Well, whether or not we can prevent ACL injuries, the jury's still out on that, to be quite honest. But based, if we looked at the research that's available right now, there's some evidence to show that plyometric training combined with strengthening your core, working on strengthening your upper body and your lower body, looking at speed training, practicing how to jump, how to land. There are some protocols out there that show that these are successful in reducing ACL injury risk. But there's only really one study that has shown that result, and we don't know what piece of this large program that actually is 6 to 8 weeks long and requires people to show up about 3 times per week, what portion of that program is actually working to reduce the number of tears. Is it the way the person lands? Are they gaining strength? Are we altering the way their muscles activate? Are we changing the mechanics when they land? Are they stronger? We don't know what piece is actually reducing the number of ACL tears.
Your research focuses on secondary prevention, so preventing the consequences after an ACL injury occurs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
One of the most troubling aspects of an ACL injury is that about 5 to 14 years after an ACL injury or an ACL reconstruction, that we're seeing this onset of post-traumatic osteoarthritis. And I should clarify here that what we see now in the literature, from our best estimates, having an ACL reconstruction does not prevent you from getting osteoarthritis. So some of the things that I'm working on is, what are the reasons that this post-traumatic osteoarthritis is occurring? One of the projects that we're looking on that we have some funding from NFL charities for is examining cartilage overlying a bone bruise. About 80% of ACL tears, another injury that happens along with those, is a bone bruise. And basically that's blood that collects within the bone that occurs in your shin bone or your thigh bone when they kind of smack together at the time of the ACL tear. This blood within the bone seems to play some sort of role in maybe future cartilage degeneration. So we're looking to see if it's actually the bone bruise at the time of the ACL trauma that maybe perpetuating this onset of osteoarthritis instead of just the ACL tear itself. Another thing that we're looking at is the type of rehabilitation that occurs following ACL reconstruction. Today, everybody wants to get their child back to sport earlier. Everybody wants to get back to doing what they want to do earlier. And so we're pushing and pushing these more aggressive rehabilitation protocols. And so we're looking at whether or not ACL rehabilitation protocols that we're using now are actually safe and aren't promoting that degeneration. Another factor that we're examining is muscle strength following ACL reconstruction. So when you sustain an ACL tear, even though you have no direct trauma to your quadriceps muscle or your front thigh muscle, the muscle shuts down and is no longer functioning. So it becomes weak even though there's no direct damage to the muscle. And this weakness appears to persist for months and even in some cases years following reconstruction. The inability of this muscle to absorb forces and loads like it was pre-surgery may actually have an effect on degenerating joint cartilage. So we're looking at if we can restore this muscle activation following surgery, will that help to prevent osteoarthritis later on down the line?
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.